My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, it's been a very difficult day for me. I broke up with my girlfriend today, and, you know, we were together for over 11 months, and you know, what's really interesting is if you watch podcasts, you read books, you watch TV, like, not a lot of, I mean, well, TV, I guess, more than any other, but nobody prepares you for this part of it, especially when you live together, because my girlfriend, well, I guess ex-girlfriend now, and I lived together for months. And you don't realize, if you don't have never lived with a woman, you have no idea what we're talking about. Nothing. But if you have, then you know that it's hard to even have roommates and you're not like, oh, wow, you know, like, I miss him. But when you live with your girlfriend, it's different because you're used to hanging out all the time. Now, it's not quality time all the time, but for example, right now, I'm driving in my truck, cross country, and both, you know, my ex-girlfriend now, and my dog, who's now her dog, used to always drive places. Now, it's just me. And make no mistake about it, there's peace to be found in solitude, but I've never been in a long-term relationship like this. So now I'm suffering the fallout of it. And for all I know, she's listening to the show right now because she's, you know, trying to get over me, or she wants to hear my voice but not talk to me. I don't know. For all I know, she's not listening at all. But, you know, for all the stuff we talk about, especially in the manosphere type space, about, oh, don't love these hoes, don't do this, don't do that, I think that you need to realize that despite all, get rid of the red pill rage. That's so 2018. Get rid of the rage garbage. I'm talking to guys who understand that despite the rage, you're still a human being and you need to be able to get through your feelings and not just push them aside, because that's a temporary fix. That's how you punch a hole through a wall and people freak out. You don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy who controls his and understands his emotions. And so if you're going through a breakup, or you have, breakups are not easy. And I'm sure it's only going to get harder for me. And, you know, I harbor no animosity towards my ex-girlfriend. She's a wonderful person. It just wasn't going to work. Not because I didn't want it to, per se, but it just wasn't going to work. We were very different people, and it was highlighted to me over and over again. We just wanted different things. I want to be a billionaire by 40 years old. I'm 25 now. I have a long way to go. I haven't even made my first million yet. I got a long way to go. And I couldn't be with someone like her who just had a different mindset than that. And I don't expect her to. And that's why I'm not angry with her. I'm more disappointed that it didn't work out. But the more I realized that it wasn't going to change, the more I realized that, the more I couldn't justify having the relationship go on anymore. For both of our sakes, not just my sake, for hers too. And my friends, breakups are hard. It's even harder when you're the one getting dumped. I understand that. I've been there too. I've been the guy who's been dumped. Oh yeah. I was the guy who was dumped a couple times when I was younger. But now I'm the one who's, you know, now I'm the one who's doing the dumping, and it's a little different. It's different because I didn't expect to be like, oh, finally, I'm free. No, it's not like that. And I don't know, if she's listening to the show, she's probably thinking, oh, who is he kidding? I'm angry with him. I get that. And if you're a guy who's like, oh, he's just a simp, you know, he's not over his girl, dude, you can think what you want. What I'm telling you is, to get through a breakup, you need to beware of a couple things, because it's already started for me. Number one, you have to beware of the hindsight. I'll call it hindsight heaven. I'll coin a term. Hindsight heaven. Hindsight heaven is when you look in the past in your relationship and you only see the good stuff. You only see the stuff that was good, the stuff that was amazing, the stuff you're like, wow, that was great. Why did I break up with that person? You don't remember the stuff that led you to the breakup. You don't remember the stuff where you're like, ooh, yeah, that's kind of a problem. Ooh, I overlooked that? Yikes. You don't think about those things. Instead, what you think about is, oh my gosh, I loved, for example, the way she scratched my back. I loved the way that she had little cute mannerisms that she had. I loved, you know, the way that she would smile. I loved looking into her eyes when she would smile. I loved all those things. It's easy to remember the things you liked, not to remember the stuff that you hated, especially when you're kind of going through it. Because your mind will play tricks on you. You'll think, oh, wait a minute, it wasn't that bad. You got to go back. When there was a reason you left in the first place, or reasons, maybe, that you left in the first place. But instead, you'll be focused on, oh, it couldn't have been that bad, because look at all this good stuff, and I can list it off for you. Think about all the good stuff. And you'll proceed to list a couple things, and instead of seeing it for what it was, which is a complicated situation, maybe slightly toxic, maybe not, that just needed to end. It wasn't going to go the way it was supposed to go, and so it was ended, whether it was by one person or the other or both, and you got to move on. And instead of having that frame of reference, instead what you say is, oh, it couldn't have been that bad, I got to find a way to get back together. Or, oh, I'm down bad sexually, I got to get laid, I got to link up with them. Don't do that. That's probably the worst thing you can do, because now, not only are you not moving on, you're robbing yourself of the ability to grow as a person. You cannot do that. I know it's easy whether you're a man or a woman to do that. I understand that. But it's not going to help you. It's going to feel good in the moment, and then right afterwards, you're going to be like, damn, that was not worth it. You're going to just be aiming for a distraction. That's number two. You got to avoid unhealthy distractions. You have to avoid doing something you're going to regret. Do not make rash choices throughout this breakup process. If you make a rash choice, you're going to be trying to treat the wound with dirt. You're going to be rubbing dirt or salt into the wound, and it's not going to help you. It's going to be very painful, and it won't help. I know how it's hard. Trust me, I'm going through it right now. It's not fun, especially when you've lived together. Let's not pretend. Like, I lived with this woman for, 9 months. That's a long time. I spent almost, every day with her. She's not my best friend, but she was one of my closest friends on top of being my girlfriend. I think that's part of it that people who are shorter term relationships, like under 6 months, they don't understand that there's also the friendship that's there too. There's also that friendship too. I kind of miss it, to be honest. It hasn't even been a day and I kind of miss it already. But I'm not going to make any bad choices, I can tell you that right now. But my friends, it's super difficult to do something positive with a negative situation. It's very easy to take on, oh, I'm going to go drink, or I'm going to go smoke, or I'm going to go have anonymous hookups. I'm going to go do things that are not going to actually help me get over this. It's gonna be a short-term fix to a problem that requires you to grow. When you break your arm, your bone has to regrow. You don't just snap back in place. It's gonna reform. It's gonna reharden. You're gonna be the same exact way with your heart. Same way. Because it's impossible to not feel anything when you're with someone for a certain period of time. I mean, I was tearing up on the phone, you know, when I last talked to her. It was tough, man. I was tough. I was on the verge of saying, you know what, let's get back together, but I didn't do it. Why? Because I know that there was a reason for it. Do I like it? No, I really don't. But I'm doing it anyway because it needs to be done. I'm in a new phase of my life. I'm starting a new job. I have to be focused. I'm trying to get a house. I got to have my mind in the right place. And of course we had our problems. I'm not going to dog on her though. I don't see any benefit in doing that. My friends, let me know how you've experienced breakups, because what advice would you have? Because I'm going through it. I know other people go through it. It's not easy to get past, but you need to realize that you got to embrace the pain. Pain is progress. So for you to try to numb the pain or ignore it, you're not helping yourself. You're actually preventing growth and repair. I know that might sound confusing because pain is usually associated with something bad. In this case, it's actually good. In the same way that when you were growing as a kid, you might have felt a little bit of pain, as I did, growing pains are necessary for you to become a better, stronger person. And I'm honestly shocked that I haven't gotten more emotional than I already am. Because everything in me wants to call her, but I won't do it. Is there a reason why we broke up? There are reasons why I told her I couldn't do it anymore. I didn't just make this on a whim. I mean, I made the decision to leave, but there have been problems in the background for a while that I thought would get better, but they didn't do it. You know, gentlemen, I gotta be honest with you. A lot of us dudes, we tend to fall for the very same trap that we tend to tell women they shouldn't fall for, which is the getting back together because you think it's going to get better. The promises that things are going to get better, and you take it. Oh, that won't happen again. Oh, it'll get better. And you think, oh, okay, I'll get back together with them. I'll give them another chance. I'm not a big believer in anything past a second chance. God gives second chances. After that, I'm not a big fan of it. Because all you're doing is telling them they got to give you some lip service and a half effort for maybe a week, 2 weeks, and then everything's back to the way it was before. If they really cared and they are really aware of what was going on, they wouldn't have put you in the position to have to re-up their promises in the first place. They wouldn't have to rearrange their promise to be like, oh, but I mean it this time. So you didn't mean it the first time? Gentlemen, you have to be aware of that. Ladies, same thing for you. Don't fall for it. If people don't do what they say they're going to do, believe that they're not going to do what they say they're going to do and move on. I don't delight in other people's pain. I've been done with that. I haven't done that since high school. But pain leads to progress. The last time I had my heart genuinely broken, I wrote an entire 100-page manuscript in like a matter of 2 weeks through using like an audio to text AI program. I was unpublished, but I plan to publish it. Because my friends, pain can lead to unimaginable progress. But you have to be willing to not numb yourself to the pain. You'd be willing to say, I'm angry. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm furious. I'm going to write something down. I'm going to do something with that pain, with that anger. There are stages to grief. Maximize them. Use them to your advantage so that you're not in a toxic spiral and end up in a worse place than you already are. Which, yes, it is possible to be in a worse place than you are right now. I know it might not seem like it, but there is. And if she is listening to the show, you know, I want to say that I'm sorry. Because at the end of the day, I'm not the one out here who's like, yeah, man, I tapped this woman and now I'm leaving her in the streets. Nah, No, I'm not about that. Of course, people are going to go back to the streets, you know, go back and have sex with their ex-girlfriends, you know, that's ex-boyfriends, that's normal stuff. We all know that's part of the game. But understanding that people have lives and you need to understand that you yourself will one time be there and you want someone to have sympathy for you. Just because things have to happen doesn't mean they have to happen in the worst and most tragic way possible. That's how I see it. My friends, let me know if you have any breakup advice or stories because I'd love to hear them. I'll be talking more about it as the days and months go, weeks go on because of how fresh this is. This happened today, by the way. I look forward to hearing it. Take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.